Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. If you're new to these, we spend just about 4 or 5 minutes every single weekday, and our hope is that these bite-sized amounts of truth would be helpful and encouraging as you launch into your day. And today, that's really my hope as we think about living life in a tree. Now, in Luke chapter 19, we read this amazing passage where Jesus himself is on his way to Jerusalem. In fact, he's about 12 miles away from Jerusalem on his way to his death. And as he's traveling there, he passes through a town called Jericho. And in Jericho, we meet a guy named Zacchaeus. Now, if you know anything about Zacchaeus, he was a notorious sinner. He had done some awful things. And because of that, nobody wanted to be near him. But yet, Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was coming through town, and he wanted to see Jesus. So what did he do? He ran ahead of Jesus' entourage. He climbed up into a tree, and he just hoped to get a glimpse of Jesus. And man, I think that describes a lot of people in our day and age. There's a lot of people that are on the lookout and they just want to get a glimpse of Jesus. But what's interesting is the Bible says in Luke chapter 19 that he wasn't just in any tree, but he was in a sycamore tree. And so I want to give you this powerful metaphor about what it looks like to be stuck living in a tree. Here's what we know about sycamore trees. Number one is that they grow in different seasons. Oftentimes they grow in dry seasons. And in a similar way, that's how sin works in our life. When we're dry, when we're cut off, when we just feel disconnected, sin will often grow. Here's a second truth about the tree. Number two, it has deep roots. Deep roots. This tree, you could see, was very, very tall and it was broad, and yet underneath the surface of the earth were roots that ran really deep. And that's the way sin is. Oftentimes people struggle. They wonder, why can't I get over this thing? And they forget, man, there are deep roots. Here's a third truth about the tree. Number three, it was common. It was common. This kind of tree was pretty common in Jesus's day, and so are the sins in our life. The enemy would love for us to believe that we're on our own, that we're the only one that struggles with our struggle. But the truth is, many people have that same common struggle. And here's the next thing. It was pollinated by wasps. Think about that. Many people, maybe even listening today, or many people you know, have been stung by life. And if you've ever been stung by a wasp, you know what that feels like, where that sting happens in a moment, but the pain feels like in the moment that it's going to last for a lifetime. And that's the way sin is. In the moment, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but the repercussions can have ripple effects for months, if not years. Here's another truth about the tree. Its fruit is bitter. Its fruit is bitter. It looks good on the outside, but when you bite into that, it's very bitter on the inside. And that's the way sin is. It looks good for a moment, but then it ends up leading down this path of bitterness. Here's another truth. It branches out. It branches out. This tree had branches that would spread out very wide over the roadside. And that's what sin does. Sin is not isolated just to us. It affects our spouses and our kids and all the important relationships in our life. But here's what's fascinating about this tree is that it would eventually be used to build a coffin. That wood from that tree would be used to build a coffin. And the reminder is this, is that if we live in the tree, we'll end up dying in the tree. If we live in the tree, if we live in the world system, if we live in sin, we'll eventually die by that. And so one of the amazing things that happens in Luke chapter 19 is Zacchaeus makes the leap of hope out of the tree and into the faith. And that's my prayer for you today. If you're struggling with living in a tree, I want to encourage you. You've got everything to lose and nothing to gain by staying in the tree. If you stay there, you'll die there. But if you'll make that leap into the arms of Jesus, he can change everything. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day today. We can't wait to see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.